Hey, ChipChat listeners. Last ChipChat challenge, we asked you to define cloud, and we got some really interesting answers. So we decided to continue on that track. With over 1 billion people and 10 billion devices added to the internet over the next few years, we have a simple question for you. By 2015, what is the largest impact cloud computing will have on our lives, why, and how? To share your answer, go to intel.com/server and click the ChipChat Challenge link near the top of the page. We look forward to reading your answers. The challenge is on. Get posting.
Welcome to ChipChat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to ChipChat. My name's Allison Klein, and today I'm very excited to have frequent guest Raejeanne Skillern back in the studio. Welcome, Raejeanne.
Thank you, Allison. Good to talk to you again.
So, Raejeanne, you are working on cloud, and obviously all I've got to say about today is, wow, the Open Data Center Alliance has really shaken up the world of cloud computing.
They have over 250 member companies who have come together and put a stake in the ground to define clearly the requirements that are going to drive cloud and next-generation data center deployments. And they've done so in a fashion that reflects not only broad member input, but engagement with some of the key industry standards bodies and the vendor community in the industry that will show how these requirements will turn into actual solutions and then implementations across IT data centers.
You know, and I think that that's really something that has been impressive about how this news has rolled out. The depth of engagement that's going on with industry players to make it a reality, but also the scope and depth of the usage models themselves and where the Alliance has prioritized requirements for cloud adoption. Can you talk a little bit about where the Alliance has focused their interest for those who haven't seen the news today?
So what's interesting is instead of picking something narrow and starting out small, the Alliance decided to tackle a broad spectrum from infrastructure, security and management, cloud services and delivery, and regulation and ecosystem. And they built these five work groups. They staffed them up with board members and contributing members, and each of those work groups was able to deliver substantial and credible output with this announcement. So the eight usage models cover all of those topics and represent the foundational framework that future usage models will be delivered against for the Open Data Center Alliance.
So let's break them down really quickly. Security, obviously the main challenge that we talk about on ChipChat and our conversations in the cloud program as being a hurdle to enterprise cloud adoption. What has the Alliance done there?
Yeah, security is a multifaceted issue, right? There is protecting data, and then there's protecting data as it moves from location to location. Providing visibility of that data and compliance against that movement back into corporations so that SLAs can be met and government regulation requirements can be met. So what the Alliance did is they tackled two things. First, they said, what is the critical security levels that should be required and consistent across all cloud service providers? And so they outlined a tiered approach to security level definition that will enable more companies to adapt cloud services into their enterprise SLA requirements and have cloud services delivered with the same scrutiny and security policies as if they were building the cloud services themselves. What they also said is, hey, security is only as good as it is if you can actually comply and report against it so that you know it has been held at a consistent level and there's been no issues. And so the second usage model was around compliance monitoring and enabling real-time compliance and data reporting access to the users of cloud services for assurance reasons.
So next step, infrastructure automation. The Alliance published two usage models here, both really focused on virtualization. Can you talk about those?
Another critical challenge in the cloud is interoperability, and this can be within your own on-premise environment and moving to a cloud service provider, or eventually the ability to federate across multiple service providers across a common platform and have common management of that platform. So the Open Data Center Alliance released a usage model that sets the direction and priorities for VM interoperability and how one would manage that VM environment across multiple heterogeneous platforms. The second usage model around I/O control provides more granularity and visibility of performance across a cloud environment. In today's data centers, there's control over, you know, the processor and RAM and memory, but this extends that control through to the I/O and the network so that there's greater assurance and performance and greater consistency in how that performance is managed and controlled against an SLA.
Let's move forward. Services. Three different usage models here that are all quite interesting. Service catalog, standard unit of measure, and carbon footprint. Can you talk about these and why the focus on standard approaches to services is so important?
If we're going to have transparency into cloud services and the performance, the features, the capabilities, the pricing across multiple different cloud services, you need transparency into those services. And the best way to have transparency is that there's a consistent and common way to define the resources within the cloud service and then to manage those resources. And that's what these three usage models aim to do.
Fantastic. You know, obviously, there's been a ton of work that has gone into this. Can you talk a little bit about how the Intel team contributed? I know we've got a special role here.
For many decades, Intel has been a company that gets involved in technology transitions and inflection points in the industry and helps to drive standards and bring the industry together to accelerate that transition. A lot of these things, like the cloud, will happen on its own, but when people come together to collectively solve a problem and prioritize and focus, we believe that we can accelerate the transition and bring those benefits and help the industry realize them sooner. And that's what we've helped to do with the Open Data Center Alliance.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the Cloud Builders Program will address these requirements and what you can foresee in terms of working with our partners?
So what we will be doing with the Cloud Builders Program is working with a broad spectrum of partners to assess which cloud solutions meet the Open Data Center's requirements and then publish reference architectures that are validated and proven so that enterprise can more easily deploy those solutions in their environment.
What do you think it means to the computing industry and the data center to have a collective IT voice on what the requirements are?
This gives the industry a place to look for priorities and not have to self-manage those priorities within their own roadmaps and own decisions. So it helps us really to streamline and focus our development, and which should also accelerate to market the solutions.
Well, Regine, thank you so much for being on the program today. I know that you're busy, you're off in another part of the world, but we really appreciate you making the time to talk to us today.
No problem. This is an exciting industry announcement, and I wouldn't want to miss it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.